For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Next year, the Embassy Suites by Hilton Jonesboro Convention Center will open on the campus of Arkansas State University. Director of Sales and Marketing Shawnee Carrier gives an update on how the project is going.
Well, very well right now. If you drive by Red Wolf Boulevard, which is where we're located at 223 Red Wolf Boulevard, you'll see the cranes up. We've just started the fourth floor, so things are really progressing nicely. We have an open date of August of 2019, so right now we're ahead of schedule. We're super excited about that. But this is going to be just a really great asset, not just for Arkansas State, but for the entire region. And I've been very pleased to be a part of this project since its inception. So it's been a lot of fun.
So let's talk about that. How did this project all get started, if you don't mind?
So in 2013, I arrived on campus as the chief of staff for Dr. Hudson at the time. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about when I was hired was my economic development background, and some of the things that he wanted to do was monetize some of the assets on campus and bringing a upper upscale hotel and convention center to campus was at the top of his list. So worked with a group. Dr. Fry was part of that team. Put together an RFP and or RFQ first and then an RFP for the project, and the rest is history.
And so now from that point to you actually seeing a building going up, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, it is really cool to have been part of it since, again, day one, and then now actually working for that same, you know, for the group that I've worked with for so long. And there's been some twists and turns. There's been some ups and downs. But with any project, I think that happens. As an economic developer, you just never know, you know, what's going to happen. So, but just being a part of this project from the ground floor, and helping with, you know, the incentives, everything to where it's going to be located, and some of the studies that have taken place, the feasibility studies that have taken place. It's really rewarding for me now to sell it to the masses.
Shawnee Carrier joining us here on KASU during A-State Connections as we're talking about the new hotel and convention center that's being built. What is the official name, I guess, if you were to give it a name? And I'll just say that generally, but obviously it has a name.
Absolutely. So it is the Embassy Suites by Hilton Red Wolf Convention Center.
Okay.
So that's what you'll see advertised and things like that. So, yes.
Very good. So tell us about the convention center, the hotel, the Embassy Suites that's coming. What will it have as you're trying to attract people to that convention center hotel?
So the convention center is 40,000 square feet of convention and meeting space. The Embassy Suites is a 203-suite hotel. If you're familiar with Embassy Suites, it is a all-suite hotel, so each of the rooms actually has two rooms in it. And you can do anything from, you know, one bed to double beds, even a studio suite, things like that. And then a Houlihan's restaurant attached. So there will be catering within the hotel convention center as well as Houlihan's restaurant. So there'll be, you know, kind of two different food services there. The Embassy Suites typically is, you know, I'm sure most that think about it think about the big atrium that typically you see with Embassy Suites. Well, this is a little different. So their model is changed a bit, and you no longer see that atrium. So when you walk in, that open air feel, it really goes up to the second floor. And the rest of the rooms are above that. So I really like that. It kind of helps reduce the carbon footprint, I feel like. And there's this actual facility will be LEED certified as well. I'm not sure what the standard will be, obviously, until it's built, but that's the plans. O'Reilly Hospitality Management is the management company for this project, and they lease land from Arkansas State.
Very good. So with this how do you see this in terms of economic development? How do you see this project making an impact? And this is a twofold question. First, for the Jonesboro in Northeast Arkansas, and second, for Arkansas State University.
Well, and even Northeast Arkansas and Arkansas, honestly. Okay, so let's start with Arkansas State University. So the plan when we started to recruit for this project was to have really a learning laboratory for the hospitality management degree plan that's been started in the business school. It is an emphasis area right now, but they do have plans to move that into a real standalone four-year degree. But the plan is to really have an opportunity or give an opportunity for the students to really live and breathe and work within this type of arena so they can actually have hands-on experience. So there'll be some classroom space and things like that within the convention center. The plan is to have them kind of work all aspects, you know, whether it's food services or the sales center, front desk, all of those types of areas really will bring a lot of experience to the students that are in that degree plan. So that, as far as education is concerned, is super important. And then for Arkansas State, in particular, the arena, the First National Bank Arena, you know, right now they're hosting large-scale events, and then they're also, because you know, space here on campus is limited for those types of venues, or even in Jonesboro, rather, they're hosting not only concerts and large-scale events, but they're also hosting galas, you know, and business meetings and, you know, chamber banquets and things like that. This hopefully will open it up to where we can attract some of those types of events, and then the First National Bank Arena can then focus on those large-scale events that, you know, helps with revenue.
Right. And have you all had a chance to kind of work with each other on this, and how has that worked?
Yes. So we're actually starting to, you know, beginning to start to work on that relationship and what that would look like. So I give you an example. I have an event right now that wants to book for 2020, and they'll want to use some classroom space. They'll want to do their general session at the arena because it's 800 students. And then they'll have more classroom space and event space at the Embassy Suites and the Convention Center. So they'll stay at Embassy Suites. They'll have, you know, all of our meeting space booked, as well as meeting space on campus, and then their general sessions in the arena. So, you know, there's one project where we've, you know, partnered together to be able to bring it here. If we did not have the convention center or hotel on campus, this event wouldn't be able to take place in Jonesboro.
And do you think this is something that you're going to see a lot of?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And why is that?
Because in Arkansas, we're very limited in convention center space. Typically, especially those that I've attended, conventions kind of do a little rotation. So you see that they go to Rogers at the Embassy Suites there, or they're going to go to Little Rock to the Convention Center space and the Marriott or whichever hotel they choose to connect with it. And then Hot Springs for their Convention Center there. So that's kind of that's the rotation. You know, one year they'll go one and next year they'll go to somewhere else. So this really opens up this part of the state. You know, they've got that part of the state covered, but we haven't had anything to be able to attract that type of an event. We've never had an upper upscale hotel before. And for those that don't know what upper upscale mean, it means a full service hotel, basically. You know, you've got room service. You've got the restaurant on hand. You've got the convention center space. You've got the conference center capabilities there. It's the catering opportunities. It is a full-service hotel, and we just haven't had that in Jonesboro or in Northeast Arkansas. And then the convention center space attached to it as well. If it is a larger event that is, you know, over obviously the 200 rooms that we have, we will partner with other hotels. And so it's kind of talk about the benefit, the economic benefit for even just the hotels in the area. You know, most of the conventions, I would say 70% of the conventions are going to be over 200 people. You know, they're going to be 500, 600, 800, 1,000 people. You're going to partner, we will partner with other hotels in the area and have a shuttle service back and forth. So they're going to get room nights there. They're going to spend money in Jonesboro, Northeast Arkansas. And we've just never been able to accommodate that before.
Shani Carrier joining us here on KASU on A-State Connections. So it sounds like it's really going to be a win-win for Arkansas State and for the whole region, I guess, by way of the economy.
This really boosts tourism, you know, to the nth degree. This will allow us to attract not only those types of events that are coming to Arkansas anyway, as another location, you know, on their rotation, but also those large scale events that have never thought about Jonesboro before. So what I've learned in this in the small amount of time, so I started this position as director of sales July 1st, and so what I've learned throughout this in this small amount of time is that conventions sometimes don't just choose the area. They're choosing the accommodations. They're choosing, okay, I want to go to a Hilton brand property, maybe even an Embassy Suites. I need a convention center that's X size. I need to be close to an interstate. I want to have these types of luxuries, you know, within the community. So it's kind of like a checklist. So, you know, as an economic developer, I'm used to that. You know, it's kind of like recruiting an industry where you're recruiting these conferences to come in where they've never maybe heard of Arkansas or even Jonesboro before. So bringing these guys in, they're spending money. And, you know, most of the time they're coming back. So just imagine that, you know, every day. That's the plan.
How are you able to sell a building that's still kind of in construction? I hope that makes sense. But how are you able to do that and be able to say, you know, we've got this, you know, going to be opening up in 2019 and that? How does that work?
You know, I've never thought about it that way before, but it hasn't been difficult. You know, you think about it, you would think maybe it would be difficult, but it really hasn't. And maybe it's because those that I have booked so far are those that I'm talking with are familiar with the brand. They're familiar with a convention center. And, you know, they see that construction's happening. As I send them, you know, like our profile card and what it's going to look like and what the accommodations are and what the community has to offer, you know, it's happening. I mean, you're seeing construction right now happening. So it really has not been difficult, knock on wood.
Yeah, very good. You know, one thing also I was kind of thinking of, you're talking about different events and all that. I'm thinking also, you know, as we're now in the football season and stuff like that, I'm thinking about how people will come in and that's just another opportunity for, you know, for game day, I guess, or for game weekends.
I can't even fathom the ideas that we will put together for game day events and weekends. I'm really excited about that. We have our new GM that has just started, his name is Craig Pomerenke, and he is very, he's had a lot of experience in opening even Embassy Suites, but Hilton brand properties as well, and those that are located nearer on campuses. So he's used to putting together these types of packages for game day events. So I can't wait to kind of, you know, get some ideas from him and the community, you know, as well. But I envision lots of tents and just a great tailgating atmosphere there. You know, lots of Red Wolf fans and events going on, not only on the grounds of the hotel, but within the convention center as well for game day.
It's going to
be Red Wolf.
It's going to be exciting. Definitely.
At the Red Wolf Convention Center.
Throw your wolves up.
Absolutely.
For sure. So it's going to be a great time, I know. And you have to be extremely excited about this in that regard. And I know that you've probably been out and you hear the community and their excitement for something like this as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. The community has just been an outpouring of support for this project. And the need for not only the hotel and the upper upscale, you know, portion of it, but in the restaurant, but the convention center as well. And being able to attract more conventions and more people and really helps with the tax base. It's a great economic engine. And I can't wait to have some history in the books after a year and then be able to report back to you, okay, this is the dollar amount that, you know, was invested and this is what we're seeing as a return. And be able to report that to you each year. I'm really excited about working for this company and for the O'Reillys. And I see great things.
You know, for this particular layout, we have a hotel like Embassy Suites and you have the convention center on a college campus. Is this something that you've seen other universities kind of have a partnership with? And how has that worked in other universities that you've seen?
Yes. I actually did quite a bit of research as I was working through this project over the past 4 years. And you see anything from the hotel and the convention center being right on campus, just like ours is, or you'll see it, you know, adjacent to or next door or something like that. And it's almost always a public-private partnership, you know, whether they're leasing the land or whether, you know, it's a convention center that's going to be run by the city or it's run by the university or, you know, just some sort of a combination of sorts. Ours in particular, again, is a leased land from Arkansas State University. Obviously, the partnerships have to include the education portion of the hospitality management emphasis program, as well as the A&P's commitment to this project as well. But it is owned and operated by O'Reilly Hospitality Management, and it's been a good example of a public-private partnership for sure.
So tell us about O'Reilly Management, if you don't mind, please.
Sure. So O'Reilly Hospitality Management is owned and operated by Tim O'Reilly. He is actually a part of the O'Reilly Auto Parts. He is a grandson of that group. And he is an attorney by trade and really got into hotels and hospitality a little over, I think it's 6 or 7 years ago. A lot of his staff are some of the John Q. Hammond's staff from before that, you know, we've grown to accustomed to hearing about. And they're growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, and I welcome you to check out their website. It's ohospitalitymanagement.com. And you can see kind of what their portfolio looks like. So we're in Texas, Arkansas. We are in Nebraska. We are in Florida. We are in Montana. There's just so many different areas that, you know, there's O'Reilly properties and we're growing more. So this is the second. Well, it will be the third, but right now this will be the second once it's opened convention center that's attached to an Embassy Suites. The first one was in Denton, Texas. It opened in November of last year, and they are doing great. So ours is a replica of that, just a little smaller version. So their Embassy Suites is 400 suites with a 70,000 square foot convention center located right in the heart of Denton, Texas. Right there near the Motor Speedway and North Texas. Is it North Texas State?
I think that's right. Yeah, yes. I believe so.
University. So I was able to go do some training at their location and, you know, actually seeing what it would look like just on a smaller version it was eye-opening. you know, that they didn't spare any expense. I mean, it is absolutely for the guest. It is amazing.
When you were there at Texas, what you said that it just kind of blew you away, I guess, by way of what you saw there. And we've got a smaller version of that. So what was kind of your takeaway when you start thinking about ideas for what we can do here in Jonesboro with ours?
The attractions that they have nearby, with their proximity to the university. Obviously, we don't have a motor speedway, but their proximity to the interstate there. So it's the ingress egress was very easy. They have a lot of touristy types of attractions nearby, lots of restaurants going up. But you're seeing, because of this hotel convention center, other retail establishments that now are choosing to locate there and locate nearby. You're going to see the same thing here.
Yeah.
Where you'll see more retail. You're going to see more restaurants. You're going to see, you know, more people. And that's the idea.
Jonesboro has been exploding with growth over the past several years. The mayor of Jonesboro, Mayor Harold Perrin, has said, about 3%, every year. Of course, we've seen growth from Highway 49 going towards Perigold. That area keeps exploding in other areas. So you're saying this will continue to add to more of that growth.
This is going to continue to add to more of that growth. Absolutely.
Shawnee Carrier is a director of sales and marketing for the Embassy Suites by Hilton Jonesboro Convention Center. You are listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.